It is review after Newcastle United 2, Liverpool 3. They never fail, do they? Dan, Neil and Sean. But hopefully a bit more of a retrospective, measured view of what that game was and everything it entailed the day after. And Neil, I'll come to you first. We talked all week, or we certainly talked on the last show, about needing a sub in this game. The situation around McAllister, the right-back situation, which means it's sub Oslie, and just, I guess, in general, where we are with recruitment, almost decides that fate for the manager. And I think just into that as well, there is this concept with this fixture, isn't there, that there are just certain players that you just don't want for these games, and that is totally fair. Might it be that they are, you know, not as tall as you want them to be, or as physically robust as you want them to be, or maybe they're too physically robust, which in a game where you're giving away free kicks by the minute it seems to start, there's just a lot to factor in, isn't there?
There is, yeah. But I think he does end up with not a ton of options. I'm sure he'll have spoken to the medical staff about what could or couldn't happen at right back. And in the end, he goes for Dominic Szoboszlai. And in the end, I think Szoboszlai, you know, does him credit over the course of the game. And that then, with the McAllister situation, then dropping on him, then it means that, let alone a sub for the attack, he actually now doesn't really have a substitute for the midfield that he feels entirely comfortable using. You know, he's effectively picking of his starting midfielders, he's picking four of them. The players where I'm comfortable describing as starting midfielders, he's picking four of them already. One of them at right back, and then from there his other options then obviously become limited, and he goes with the front three. I think the time of the substitution is just on this. I know it feels like it's jumping to the end, but it's not really. You know, it's striking to me that it's 79 minutes. I think there's a bit of game state in that. I think he's waiting to see what the throw of the dice from Eddie Howe is on the 75th minute. But I think that a lot of Liverpool, I think, through the game is informed by the fact that it isn't quite, and in the end it isn't even proven like this to be the case, it isn't quite, we're only going to win this with the lads who are on the pitch. But I think it is, we've got the lads who are on the pitch, and we've got no one else who we genuinely back to be able to be constructive for 40 minutes. And I think Liverpool, there's been a lot of talk, understandably, about the time that the ball's in play over the course of the game. And rightly, I think a lot of that criticism comes on all this dilly-dallying around set pieces, bits and pieces of Newcastle. But I do actually think for the first 15, 20 minutes minimum, Liverpool themselves are looking to take time out of the game.